American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The Israeli ambassador to Washington says a ceasefire deal to end fighting between Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah terrorists could be reached within days. Ambassador Mike Herzog told Israeli Army Radio today there remain points to finalize, and any deal requires agreement from the government. But he said we are close to a deal, and it can happen within days. Israeli officials said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet is set to convene tomorrow to discuss a proposed ceasefire. The special prosecutor handling the two federal criminal cases against President-elect Donald Trump has asked that both cases be dismissed. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is overseeing the January 6th related case against now President-elect Trump, along with the Mar-a-Lago documents case. But he said, after consulting with the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel, that he would seek to have both cases dismissed, as a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. In the January 6th related case, federal judge Tanya Chutkan agreed and dismissed the charges without prejudice. Theoretically, that means Smith could pick the case back up when the president-elect is no longer president. Now, separately, in the Mar-a-Lago case, the judge there had ruled over the summer that the case couldn't move forward because it's unconstitutional to put a special prosecutor on a case. At that point, Smith had appealed her ruling. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Incoming Trump administration border czar Tom Homan is set to visit Texas tomorrow. Here's Fox's Bill Malusian.
He wants to come down here and show support for the state of Texas and show that they're going to have a partner in the Trump White House, not an adversary. The Biden administration was destroying this razor wire. Tom Homan's probably going to tell him, hey, put more razor wire in. And they need it out here. Right here in Eagle Pass, a group of 200 illegal immigrants that crossed over. Of that, 60 unaccompanied children in that group. We're talking little kids, little toddlers traveling completely alone, no parents or guardians, trafficked across the border by cartels and human smugglers, some of them with little pieces of paper or phone numbers about where they want to go to in the United States. There was a two-year-old girl in that group, completely alone, who had one of those pieces of paper and talked to a Texas trooper.
A new partnership aims to make sure parents are better able to keep their children safe from harmful indoctrination. AFN's Bronson Woodruff reports.
The Pacific Justice Institute, or PJI, is teaming up with Informed Parents California. PJI calls this move a strategic move to advance parental rights. A press release from PJI says in part that parents need viable options as public schools increasingly bring in radical gender and woke ideologies into their curricula. PJI adds that with its specialized public school opt-out forms and IPCA's advanced technology, parents can easily and efficiently submit opt-out requests to their children's schools, ensuring that kids are exempt from harmful indoctrination. Brad Dacus is founder and president of the Pacific Justice Institute. He said parents sometimes feel intimidated to appear before the schools and personnel, though that is often the best way to get opt-out forms to a school district.
Well, we at the Pacific Justice Institute have customized for each of the 50 states opt-out forms that parents can utilize if for whatever reason they still have their children in public schools. It helps protect children oftentimes from things that are very outrageous and against the morals, conviction, and faith of families.
He said this partnership will make it easier for families.
We'll make it very easy for parents to go online, fill out their information, fill out the form, and then the form will be automatically emailed and sent to the school district to lay claim to the parents' rights to opt out their children. Make no mistake, this will not protect children from all of the garbage being given to kids in public schools. In fact, it will only protect children, a fraction of it.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
CNBC reports a ransomware attack on one of Starbucks' software vendors has disrupted how the coffee chain's baristas view and manage their schedules, according to the company. Starbucks said it is working closely with the vendor to resolve the issue. The outage affects Starbucks' employee platform that shows schedules and allows the company to track how many hours employees have worked. If you're hitting the road this week, AAA says the average cost for a gallon of gas is $3.06, and a year ago, it was $3.26. That's all our time for now. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.